I want to focus tonight on Ramah, but I'll read quickly. The Shulchan Aruch says, sheets get passed out, so if they take a look inside. Inunel egel b'basa behema tahora b'chalav behema tahora. The Isra b'basa b'chalav is behema tahora and but both chalav and behema tahora. If you have pig's meat or pig's milk, which is the opposite of kosher, that's not a problem. About b'basa tahora b'chalav tamei or b'basa tamei b'chalav tahora is mutar b'bishul b'hana. Obviously, you can't eat it because it's pig meat or pig's milk, but in terms of bishul and hana, it's mutar. U'basa chayv ha'ofa fil b'chalav tahora mutar. The bishul v'hanav v'afachilei enu asal medrat b'anav al dogim v'chagav nimim miser klav. Says Ramah, v'haga v'nohagu lasos, and here's where you pick up. I just went back and read a little more than what you have in front of you if you do have it. There's a minhag, lasos chalav mishkedim u'menichim ba'basar oth ho'el v'enu al medrat b'anav av al basar behema yishaniach etzel ha'chalav shkedim misha marasayim. Person wants to cook coconut milk. Right, person wants to cook coconut milk with, I don't know, steak, or make a, whatever type of, with meat together. So the Ramah says that if you're cooking coconut milk with basar, if it's mamish basar, you should stick the coconut down next door. Why? Because of marasai. However, if you're only cooking chicken with milk, then you don't need to necessarily stick down the shkedim, you don't have to stick down the coconuts, it's totally fine, there's no concern of basar b'chalav. That's the Ramah sheet. Why not? Because it's midrabanan. That's his lashon over here. Right? Ho'il midrabanan, you don't need it. About basar behema, you would. Then in halacha dal, I'll read the machaber, but we really want to focus on the Ramah, reiterates the sheet. The asher l'vashel b'chalav isha, if they have a woman's milk, you know, they marasai, you should cook that up with meat as well, because it looks like you're cooking milk and meat together. V'nachal tochatav shil, then batal eitzar shir, you can pause it to worry, that'll have gone. V'nirali l'fizeh, d'kol shekein asher l'vashel l'chachila v'cholav tamei, o basar tamei v'cholav tahor. You shouldn't cook pig's milk with cow, or cow's milk with pig. V'dafka basar behemav al ba'of d'rabbanan. However, if you would take chicken and cook it with pig's milk, there'd be no problem. Again, seemingly because when it's mid ha-Torah, there's a real problem of marasayim. When it's only mid-Rabbanan, seemingly there's no problem of marasayim. That's the shita seemingly of the Ramah. If the issue is mid-Arais, you have a chshash marasayim. This is mid-Rabbanan, you don't. The Shach attacks the Ramah. With, he said there's several Gemara, he points to one specifically. The Gemara talks about a man pulling a cow with a rope, schlepping a cow on Shabbos. The Gemara says Shabbos and not Moon Dalit. And the Gemara there says there's a problem, it's usher to do. Why? Because it looks like you're going to come to do all sorts of Nekah from Memkar. It looks like you're schlepping into the Shuk to sell it and whatnot. So the Shach said, you see the Ramah is wrong because Nekah from Memkar in the first place is only really Midrabanan in the first place, and don't you see that there is a concern of marasayin on schlepping in the cow? Shouldn't that be? But you see a clear gemara that says that there's an iser marasayin even on iser drabanan, and therefore the shach concludes if you want to cook up, I guess either if you want to cook up coconut milk or buster, or challah tamei, want to cook that with some type of kosher food. Kosher meat, whether it's basar oaf or basar bakar, what the difference between animal it is, you'd need the shkedim either way. There'd be a problem of marasai, and you'd have to somehow solve that problem. Machlok is the shach and the Ramah. However, the question is, how do you defend this shita of the Ramah? What's going on? How did the Ramah forget this gemara? How do you learn this gemara? So the truth is, there are three answers like the suggestion that I found in the Achronim. Two of them are suggested by the Aruch HaShulchan, and the most famous one is suggested by the Nachalas Seir, one of the notes of Caleb on the Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Answer number one. First, I'll read the question. V'yeshu hikshu all of them atzinu shagam b'yisurei d'rabbanan chashashu l'marasayim. We found b'yisurei d'rabbanan chashashu l'marasayim b'yisurei Shabbos, the big message over there. V'li nira, says the Aruch HaShulchan. I have two. Here comes answer number one. The b'yisurei Shabbos ein l'lmod. B'yisurei Shabbos are different than even though they're d'rabbanan, b'yisurei Shabbos are somehow unique. But even though it's Yisur Shabbos, Even if it's Derbonin, if the Shabbos is a Derbonin, that somehow is a unique halacha. The Kfar Kasav Rabban, the Kol Ishar, the Kol Isture Shabbos, the Rabbanim Havi Kedaraisa. Says the Rabban, the Rav HaShulchan builds the street off the Rabban, that maybe Isture Derbonin in the context of Shabbos are unique and therefore a machmer, and even though, you know, halacha, I don't think he's asking that something the Rabbanim goes to Chumrah on Shabbos. Apparently there's this Ramban who believes that all Isurei Shabbos are really considered Deraisa, even the Derabbanan are Deraisa, and therefore Marasayan, which usually would not apply to a mitzvah to Isurei Derabbanan, yet nonetheless does apply to which category of Isurei Derabbanan? The ones on Shabbos. And that's answer number one for the Aruch HaShulchan. And apparently the machlok could be whether or not to accept this Ramban, whether or not you would say the Rabbanans of Shabbos are regular Rabbanans, or are they unique Deraisa type of things based on the Ramban? Then the Aruch HaShulchan offers a second shita. First, there's a raya, Shahar Betzin B'Metzinu. We have a raya, Shahar Betzinu B'Nevim, Asr Nekka Chumemkar B'Nechemiam. They talk about Asr Nekka Chumemkar, even though it's only the Rabbanans, since it's a Shabbos Nekka Chumemkar, it's somehow elevated to a Deraisa status. Then the Aruch HaShulchan offers a second parrot to the Ramban. With me so far? The Ramah says, Odef Shalom, our Pasha Tevadai Ein Derech Levasha Vasir B'chol Oshkegin. People usually don't cook up coconut milk with meat. Ela Sha'ochlin HaVasir B'chol Oshkegin, unless you're going to eat it. L'kein, L'kav, B'vasir B'hema, Ach B'lo B'sholhem, Havi Gankin, Rak Yisr D'Rabban. And we call Malkum Chashu Shul B'marasayim, V'al B'vasir Ov, the af the bishul enu ella yisur derabbanu ba'achilasa v'lekach v'lo bishul ein choshin k'val v'zeru k'tshrei derabbanu. Said the Aruch HaShulchan, a second answer. Aruch HaShulchan, answer number one again was based on the Ramban that all the derabbanu is with Elisa. Also, Aruch HaShulchan number two is that there is tshrei derabbanu that the one yisur is that you're cooking oaf. And number two is that the reason why you're cooking it is not because you want to eat it. The only iser of bishul, if you're cooking it to eat it, minat Torah. If you're cooking it stam, it's only us with the rabbanim. Then you have two derabbanim, you combine them to two. After they cast the rabbanim, we're not going to be gozer, trade the rabbanim. And that's a second suggestion, how to defend the Ramah, that the Aruch HaShulchan suggests. However, the most fascinating one, and the truth is so for each of them pretty straightforward. Exactly what the Shach would disagree with, he would say, we are gozer and trade the rabbanim, or somehow we figure out the Mach or some other way, I'm not sure if you think about it. The Nachalas Tzvi offers a third explanation, which is fascinating. Now, I couldn't find it on the Shulchan Aruch in these pages over here. My Shulchan Aruch is right on the page. They must have took it out and stuck it like the Prima Gadim or something over here. It's like the Prima Gadim and the Nachalas Tzvi. Yeah, here's a fascinating suggestion. It's in the Chimta. He says the Ramah is not really a problem, because that's really kind of the Gemara Shabbos, because the Gemara Shabbos is talking about Rosh Hashanah, a public place. If it's public, if it's Bifar Hesia, if it's well known, this is a very, very famous Nachman Skinner with some of the guys who go on to Smicha, you'll see this, like, you know, the first Sugi, which over at Basa B'chala, second Sugi, right in there, we talk about this Ramah, right in the beginning, this Ramah. The Nachman Tzvi said the reason why the Ramah thinks the Ramah is a Mudra is because it's talking about a case of Chadri Chadon, a private place, not well, you know, place that's exposed to anything. The Ramah doesn't spell us out. It's a big Akimta, worthwhile to, you know, note. However, that's a suggestion he makes. And says the Nachlas, that if it's both Midrabanan and Chadri Chadon, when you combine both of those variables, well, then there's no real problem of Marasani. However, if it would only be Midrabanan, like the case in Shabbos, or if it would be an Issur D'Oraisa, like the case of Basar, even though it's Chadri Chadarim, there the Torah is Machmer by Marasayim. However, if you somehow combine the two, if you create a situation where there's an Issur D'Rabbanan and it's Chadri Chadarim, there the Torah is Mekel, the Torah has no concern with Marasayim. And the question we're going to try our best to deal with is why does that make any sense in the world? Why would the Torah somehow limit Marasayan to only, you know, Derabbanan? If you want to tell me Marasayan applies in or not in Chadri Chadarim, we'll see it's Machlokes we're showing later on. Maybe you'll tell me, okay, Maris had left the client with Chadresh Hadar. I can come up with a smart for that. I can imagine. But only when it's Chadresh Hadar. But if the Torah cares about Chadresh Hadar, who cares if the Isser Darais or the Rabbanu? And if the Isser, you know, the Torah does, you know, not care about Chadresh Hadar, so again, then what's going on here? If the Torah cares about Chadresh Hadar, why should the Rabbanu be different? And if Torah asks the Rabbanu in public, so why should it not ask them in private? What's this combination of synthesis? Somehow, if you create these two components, all of a sudden, all bets are off and things are mutter. The truth is, it's not just an achas, it's faith. Tosfos himself says in the Mesachas, Subas Adah, Sama. There, the Gemara has a case as follows. The Gemara Mesachas, Subas Adah, Sama says like this, which is it's a Russian Mesachas Shabbos as well. The Gemara says as follows. My time of attacking Klacher Yadu, Malcolm Seder will go to Rabbanan. Fine. Tosfos, in this case of, we have, I guess, a dirty, we have these kashkash, which I guess kind of dirtied up with sinur, and you can memachin the ragu, you can like get them off with your foot, and it's not a problem, you don't have to worry about it. Why not? Mechara should be a problem. So Tosfos writes as follows. Even though Tosfos says we accept the shita of Rabbi, we'll get to it later on. Rabbi is that respect and desire of Beza. And yes, Rav writes that all the Gemara Beza and yes, what's the shita of Rav? It's a larger, broader discussion. In the meantime, Rav holds that Marisai applies even mid Chadre. Tosfos says, if that's the case, really it should be us semiman of shaf mitni. Now, what's the difference? Why does the Gemara over here matter it? Tosfos answers, Hainu dafka b'isurei melacha d'araisa kemo shotchan b'chama. If you, you know, like they said, if you lie out a big huge shatiyah, like a carpet in the middle of the sun, aval lo keneged ha'am she im yomru yizbur she kitzdan b'shabes. About Hachalo Yuro Elamlach Kalach Yad, the Havim of the Rabbanan, the Logos Rabbanan, La'aser Bechadre Chadar. Says Tosfos the exact same thing that Bechadre Chadar, there is no Isser. Question is why not? What's the Svar for the Nachas and Tzvi's understanding of the Ramah? What's the Svar for Tosfos and Mesachas Ksubis and Imam Shach and the Torah? If the problem of whatever Marasayim is, it should exist equally by the Dalais as it should. So far, so good? Yeah? So, yeah, with me, good? What are you doing? Okay. If you wanted to attack this question, you wanted to understand what the smartest for Nachas Tzvi, the Sheet of Tosfos, what issue do you want to look at? Conceptually, what topic would you want to investigate? What would you want to look into? What would be, yeah? Number one is Maris Hayin. That's certainly the case. What is Maris Hayin all about? But not only Marasayin, somehow Marasayin, when it interfaces with the Rabbanan, it's correct. In other words, when you have a combination of Marasayin and the Rabbanan, how does that operate? Why should Marasayin somehow not generate the same koach of Isser when it comes to the Rabbanan as it comes to the Daraisa? And specifically, you know, or why is Marasayin when it's Chadre Chadarim, and it's even also Chadre Chadarim, why should it not carry over to Yisrael Rabbanan? What's going on over here? So we try our best to figure out what is Maris Ayin all about? What's the halakha of Chadre Chadar? And number two is how it interfaces, how it interacts with the sugya, with Yisrael Rabbanan in general. So far, you with me? Good? Moisa, that's good? Okay. Let's take a look at the sugya of Maris Ayin for a minute. The truth is the Rambam that we just read is actually debated. In Halacha Dalad, you see over there where the Ramah says, again, Hagah, the Shulchan Aruch had quoted the Halacha about what? Chalav Isha. A woman's breast milk, if that's the case, you know, she woman's milk, Chalav Isha. What's the Halacha? The Shulchan Aruch has a Tazim. What's the next case? The Ramah brings up a case of what? V'nira lefi zeh, dekol shekein the asr levash lechachila b'chalav t'maya. Let's say instead of chalav isha, in the case of chalav t'maya. Good. What does the Rama say? This is mechaber. What does the Rama say? The Rama presumably agrees over here. It says not only is that the case, but chalav t'maya is also asr to cook with kosher meat because it's going to be a problem of marasai. The Mechaber didn't make this point. We'll take a look at the Taz. He's actually, the Dak Mechaber disagrees. It's based upon a Rashba, it's based upon a Marashal. Take a look at the Taz for a second. See what it says. I'll have over here, I'm starting at the bottom. In a little, in Sipkot and Hek. The Darkei Moshe, is also the Ramah, that's his commentary on the Torah. His Shir Divrei HaRashba Elu B'Cholavisha B'Tzarachim. He doesn't understand why the Rashba concludes the way he does. The Maishna Michalav Tameya Demutter Bibishal. Why is it any different from Chalav Tameya, which is Mutter? The Rashba says that Mutter over here is no problem. And that's also the Shita of the Maharshal, of course, later on. The deep by the make of the Mechaber. Why should Chalav Tameh be any different L'chore to be the exact same thing as Chalav Isha? He continues. V'dayto kan tamua ma'od d'ha b'toras in the Sefer b'toras maybe. B'toras Abayis, yeah. Kaz v'ras v'behejit v'chalav Tameh amutra b'bishol u'v'hano v'lo zachar shum iser marasayim. So when he has daiti, the ain the kavachomer. The Darkei Moshe is kasha. That's kavachomer. The Darkei Moshe's question is if chalav isha's aser, certainly chalav tameya should be aser, and that's the pashin. Isn't it really? It's kavachomer. If that's the Ramah's argument. Ramah's argument is based upon a kavachomer that if chalav isha's aser, so how could you mount the chalav tameya? There's more of a reason to think it's marasayim. We'll get back to that kavachomer in a minute. But intuitively, sounds good. At the end of the day, Chalav Isha probably looks less like Chalav Tahora than Chalav Tameya does. There's Chalav Tameya, pig milk probably is more similar to cow milk than it is to people's, women's milk. And therefore, if this is, looks too similar, if this is Marasayim, so certainly this should be Asher as well. Why then does the Rashba seem to disagree? What's the spark for the Rashba's chilah? And he continues, V'ani has daiti again, the ain't zakav achorma, the near delo gods from Mishim Marasayim, Ella, and here are the key words, when is marasayin a problem? When what? When what? Correct. When each one alone is asr. When each one alone is mutter. Chalav isha alone is mutter. And so is kosher meat. When you put it together, that's when it's asr, says the Rashba. The baser chalav tameya, that's pig's milk, that certainly can't create an isser of marasayim. So says the Taz. Anyone understand this? Yeah, like what's going on there? If anything, when you have usser milk, why is that more of a reason to matri? It's perplexing at first glance. The Taz is almost shocking. I'll read it again. Says the Taz, when he has baiti in the second line down, the ain't the kavachomer, the nearer the lo gazim shemar sign elavim midday the kasher laachila kol echad lachod the az domel abaser tahor v'chalav tahor umishum hachi the bishul im chalav shkedim tsarich laniach shem shkedim lachadchila etc etc. The question is what's going on here? Why should two mutter products create an isra of marasayin, but a mutter product and an usher product doesn't create it according to the Rashba? And he turns to the Ramah, Kavachomer it does. This is really going to strike at the heart of what is Marasayin all about. Should you make a Kavachomer and say, Chalav Tameh is even worse than Chalav Isha? It's more of a reason to say it's us and more of a Marasayin problem? Or is it less of a Marasayin problem? And the contrast, hopefully, will be able to open up our students to do what Marasayin all about. You with me so far? How many good? Ben, good, clear? Where was it?
The reasoning of why
Chalav Tameh should be mutter. The Taz says, the words of the Taz are, what's the difference between chalavisha versus chalav tmeya? Chalav tmeya is mamish asr. Chalavisha is not. Therefore, it's mutter. That's what he says. In other words, if in order to create the iser of maris ayin, you need to have two mutter entities. Mutter milk and mutter meat. However, once you have usser milk, well, that's no longer a problem of maris ayin. And our question is, why? Where does that come from? What could possibly be going on in the Taz's mind that made such a distinction? Halachically, it's mutter, it's not mutter. At the end of the day, who is not convinced by the Ramah? It looks much more like cow's milk. Pig's milk is much more similar. Kal v'chomer, if Chalav Isha looks close enough to what? To cow's milk. So certainly, Chalav Tameya, pig's milk, would also look more like it as well. In other words, the question we'd have to try to figure out is, okay, so how do you answer such a problem? In other words, if you wanted to try to solve this question, what does the Taz have in mind? What does the Taz, the Sfara, how is it different from the Ramah? How does the Taz think the Rajba and the Marshal? What's going on with him? The Taz says, Lahalach, Yishvi Machmer, because at the end of the day, you know, you're going to be making against the Ramah. Okay, fine. But the Sfara, he thinks the Raj makes all sense in the world. If you wanted to try to work this through on your own, what type of mechanism, move, maneuver would you have to try to pull? What's the, how could you figure out the Taz? Meaning, you're learning on your own the base. Imagine you come across a Taz like this. You have no clue what's going on. How would you try to, what mechanics would you, what would you try to do? How, what approach would you take, yeah? Certainly you try to figure out it. Yeah, you're right, 100%. If we look at Maris Ayin, I'm looking for a little more, you're right. There seems to be, I'll sharpen it a little more, that's what I was looking for. There seems to be a subtle assumption that we're all making, which seems to be the one that Ramah made, that somehow these other guys disagree. In other words, what is really Maris Ayin all about? This, what we've all been assuming until now, is all one Mahalach and Maris Ayin. I'd like to try to share with you a second one. But to pick what the first one is, then open it up to a second. That's really the mechanism you have to try to figure out. You follow that? In other words, if all everything you know is leading you in the wrong direction, there's a good chance everything you know is not 100% right. If everything we know about Maris Ayin leads us to the Ramah's conclusion, that's really great. But somehow the Rashba, the Marashal, and the Mechaber, and the Taz, you know, they must have a different conceptual mindset that led in a different way. Can you pinpoint your finger on something that we've been assuming? But say, wait, maybe it's not true. What is the underlying assumption for the Shita of the Ramah that maybe it is debatable on second thought, yeah?
Ramah is based on how that looks others.
Excellent. Most of us walked in thinking Maris Ayin is all about how does the exterior party see me? And as long, whether it's because he'll think it's mutter, or he'll think I'm not frum, I don't know, whichever way you want to, maybe it's right, in other words, if Yaakov Schiff sees me, you know, eating, or cooking up chalav tmeya with basar tahora, you know, some type of cow's meat with pig's milk, either he'll think it's mutter to do, because I'm a rabbi, or he'll think I'm not frum rabbi, I don't know, neither one of those is too good. That's a standard understanding of Maris Ayin. Maybe that's not what Maris Ayin really means. And once you can like pinpoint the assumption you're making that's leading you in the wrong direction, at least for the other Rishonim, or post-game polarity, then you can figure out what's going on. And therefore the question is, well, can you come up with a different definition? What would another possible understanding of Maris Ayin be? And I'll take a step back and share with you a little bit about Sugi in Meseches Beitza, which I believe will be a little bit helpful for this, unless if you're very smart and you thought of it on your own. And even if you did, so I'll just catch up with that in the combination. I was hoping to get more or less than zero. Okay. The Gemara in Beitza has a whole long discussion as to back and forth, Machlokas, Hillel, and Shammai. You can carry around a ladder to from one shubach to the next shubach, which is from one shubach to the next shubach, which is basically a bird feeder to the next bird feeder. According to Beis Shammai, you cannot do it because it looks like you're big in Anyantiv. According to Mesela, you can. Beishan is like a very located from Chalon to Chalon, from one day to the next, the whole thing's mutter. The Gemara has a long discussion. We're talking about Shet HaRab, we're talking about Shet HaYachid. At the end of the day, the Gemara says either everyone, Machlokis, cover Shet HaYachid, the kids are. The Gemara says at the end of the day, the Machlokis is either. As we pointed out, Rav holds Chashesh Hadar as Asr. The Machlokis is either whether or not we accept Rav's Shita, and the Machlokis is then a Rishos HaRabim, a Rishos HaYachid. That's one option. It's in a private place. The question is Rav right or not? According to Meisel, will we reject Rav? According to Meshama, we accept Rav. That's what Meshama asks for the Meisel matters. Alternatively, the Gemara has a second explanation, which is everyone accepts Rav, that the Chashesh Hadar is Asr, and the Machlokis is in a Rishos HaRabim. Those are the two ways to look. Okay, on the spot, the Ran in the back here is struggling because on one hand, Rav says, Chazek Hadar is Asr, which is really all you need to know just when we're actually not going to the background, we got it great, and that's so put the Mishnah later on. The Rav says, Chazek Hadar is Asr. However, there are some other Gemaras, of course, three or four of them that seem to be, maybe it's more different, you do it privately, if you've done it in a private place, it's more different. One of the Gemara is what we quoted in Ksubas earlier on. If you do it Katsina, the Gemara had said, if you are, again, if you get rid of, if you brush off the dirt with your leg, Memachan, Mirago, Beshabis, Katsina's Mutter. So don't you get the impression of Katsina's Mutter? How do you deal with these, with this story? The truth is, there's several sheets of the Mishnah. The most two extreme sheets are going to be the Rav Nissen, who paskins not like Rav, that Chadre Hadar is Mutter. And the Rav himself, who paskins that Chadre Chadar is Asr. He paskins like Rav, he tries his best to split up the Gemaras. At first glance, you have a really important machlokas over here, because what would make more sense at first glance is Chadre Chadar, should it be Mutter or should it be Asr? What? Mutter, because at the end of the day, what? Yeah. The assumption that Ben pointed out, which is Marisai is concerned that other people will see it. Well, if it's Bechadri Chadam, if it's in the most inner private chamber, not visible to the human eye, why should it be us? In other words, what's behind this machlokes? Rabbeinu Nissen makes all the sense in the world. Why would anyone disagree? So the truth is, there are three explanations as to why someone would hold up what the Ran does hold. Why would you suggest that? Why would Chadre Chadar be Asr, even though really, you know, arguably it should be Mutter? Why would the Ran say it's Asr? Why do other Rishonim passed it like this Shita of Rav? What was it for Rav in the first place? Why should it be Mutter? Why should it be Asr? Why would it be Mutter? Mutter makes all the sense in the world. Why would it be Asr? Yeah.
In
our time,
without other people, but
you're excellent. Hold on to that. Let me get the more technical chat. The two technical chat, we'll get to more Lundish one in a second. I think you're on track. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe you'll come, you'll forget.
The Ran himself gives two answers. Number one is, if you become Rogil Badavar in a private place, well, you know it's going to accidentally happen, you'll end up what? Doing it in a public place. If that's the Pshat in the Ran, actually we'll put it over here, is it a fundamental difference from the other day, or just a technical one? Technical. Fundamentally, Marisai is the exact same thing. Just that we're more chosesh that maybe you will come to do it in a public place, and we've got to be careful. Alternatively, the Ran offers a second technical thing, which is even though you think it's, no one's going to see you, maybe you'll get caught, maybe someone will see you, and even though you think you're so smooth, maybe there's someone peeking in or looking in. And the Ran says as follows. Yeah. The Chachamim, right? The Hachikamer called Davishu who Mutter Gomer. Chachamim Lashu with Nei Marasayim Bilvad. Ain't a chiluk between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. Doesn't make a difference in public or private. Shema Tamati Lo Rishus HaYachid. Af Hu Yaseh came Rishus HaRabim. Came Rishus HaDavar Mutter. Vayomer Ain't Kan Roim V'Chei Nami Yeshlem L'Chachamim L'Chos Shema Yireh Adam Rishus HaYachid V'Lesar L'Gamri. Vasu L'Gamri. And therefore, there are two technical pshatim which are fundamentally similar to Rabbeinu Nissen, but for technical reasons, classmen like Rav. Morty wants to check and suggest a much more fundamental difference, that you misunderstood Marasai. What is Marasai? Marasai is not about what someone else sees. That's just the barometer. It's not the sibas ha'iser, it's just the sin. In other words, the first shot is, my concern is, yeah, there's no thing I'm not from. I don't think it's mutter. That's not what Morty's suggesting over here. What Morty's suggesting is, there's an intrinsic problem of doing things that what? Look shady. Be semikiyim pepe. In other words, try your best to avoid shady business. Try your best not to look like you're involved with iser. How do you know if you're involved with this? It would be asked an objective person, Yaakov Schiff over here. If he says it looks shady, it's shady. If he says it doesn't look shady, it's not shady. But the problem is not him, the problem is me. It's intrinsically wrong. It's something, in other words, of pixeling, like, you know, be send a key and try your best to be nucky type of thing. That's a suggestion Morty wants to make. We'll turn to it in a second. But just methodologically, it's important to realize. Anytime there's a concern, halachically, of Yaakov seeing me, either the spotlight is on Yaakov or the spotlight is on me. Anytime there are two people involved in any halachic enterprise, the question is, who's the focus on, me or the other person? So for Shalach Manz, when I'm giving money, Shalach Manz to a kiva, is the goal for me to give or is the goal for a kiva to get? Right? Let's say he says, send too much, but I don't want it. I tried my best to give, but he was mocha. That's machlokas, the pre-chadash and the ramat, it works. Similarly, if I want to have Tamir make a kinyan, is it based on the fact that he does the mice of kinyan that makes a kinyan? The fact that I want to give it to him, his is the mice, it's just a technical gilai das or, you know, thing. Because anytime you have two people involved in something, how does it work? If I'm reading the Megillah, and Moshe is listening to my creation of the Megillah. So that's halacha called Shemir Kohen. How Shemir Kohen work? Is it that if my Kriya just needs Yotzei with it, or it's Kielu abstractly, I superimpose my Kriya and it's Kielu, he said it himself. He didn't really say it himself, but halacha ignores the reality, it takes an abstract reality, it says it's Kielu. Is the spotlight on me? Spotlight, what's the relationship between two people? It's true anytime you ever have to do an halacha, who's the spotlight on? Who's really the person with the attention? Same thing over here as well. If Yaakov looks at me, that's a problem with Marasai. Is it a problem that Yaakov sees it, or is it a problem that I did something wrong? The truth is, this is a fascinating crazy place in the Gemara, in the Sechus Tresis, says, and that Chafal, that if you're drinking fish blood, you should have the scales of fish around, because don't you think you get it confused with real blood? You know, fish blood looks like that, you know. But whatever. So, what would one carry that over to require the coconuts around? Most posts can think, yes, the crazy place he says no. Why does the crazy place say no? He goes, just because it looks like it doesn't make a difference. Fish blood is blood. Coconut milk doesn't come from an animal. It's not milk. If you drink thick red wine, there's no Isra Marasai. It may look to the naked eye as if it's bad, but it has to somehow intrinsically mimic the Isra. It has to look like the Isra. That's Morty's suggestion. If that's correct, L'chora, this Chakira has to understand the nature of Marasai. Is it to the, you know, the naked eye, to the onlooker, is it what the other guy will think? Or in other words, some type of, you know, setup. Either, but some type of like, you know, you'll get the wrong impression. Is that the concern? What you're going to think, what you're going to see, or is it like I should be avoiding, I should steer free of shady behavior? If that's, those are the two different definitions we're working with of Marasai, that may very well be the machlokas, the Ramah versus the Machab Rajbah, Marashal in the past. Then we can tie it, we can bring it all together.
The Ramah would say that. Marasai is to the outside view.
Exactly. According to the Ramah, let's start with this, I'll let you finish in a second. According to the Ramah, at that point, it's all about what you're looking at. Does it look bad? The answer is, if Chalav Isha looks bad, Chalav Behemah Tameh looks much worse. If a woman's milk looks like you're cooking it up with meat, and that's bad, well, certainly what? If it's another animal's milk. However, if what? Speak out the Taz.
The other way around, that it's only you, so that only you're flavoring added also. Halvisha, which seemingly, according to you, would look good, that would be aser. And you would think it, when you view it, you would think it's good, that it's going to be aser. That is what Tabe, which you would think is, you see it with your eyes, not good, but that would be good.
No, I don't think so. He said that quite right away. Take a look at the words of the past. The words of the past, Leia. The words of the past. Ready? Any of that. The aids of Kalachoma, right? The near de la Gaza Mishamar sign, Ella Bemide de Kashila Achila called Echad Balachim. What you need is called Echad Balachim. You need two different machalas hatayim, two different mutter foods. The Oz Domet Libaster Tahar Bechalav Tahar. What did Taz just say right there? You need it to look like shady business to violate the Yisr. It has to be mamish domet to the Yisr. Halachically, I don't care what it looks like. Halachically, I need there to be an Yisr similar to basar and chalav. This basar is mutter. This basar is mutter. This chalav is mutter as well. Marisayanet basar v'chalav needs to be what? Two independent mutter entities. And that way it's somehow linked intrinsically, conceptually, it's more similar to the Yisra Basar B'Chalav. Chalavisha is Taka Mutter, therefore it's Asr of Maharasayim. Chalav Temeya is not Mutter, it's Asr because it's pig's milk, and therefore it's Mutter because of Marisayin, it doesn't really connect, it doesn't intrinsic, it doesn't mimic it close enough. Just to throw out one more last shita to really express it, to bring the point home. The Taz over here, I'm sorry, the Taz, the Ran in the Seches, Beitza actually has a middle shita. He throws out another shita, which is, it's Mechalik. He says, V'chilku v'amu shechashtin oso b'davar she'ilu asu avar. Avad isura b'hachi armed afil b'chadri chadar maser kol echet sulam v'nafal olav kelim l'may. Aval hecha shechashud nosu shesvam shu osa iser ve'inu osa osa b'chi agav nevetzina shari. In other words, says this day over here that if it's maris ayin, the middle day in the Ran, is only osa when people misunderstood your act, but not if they misunderstood the halacha. You with me? That is, if they're misunderstanding the halacha, they just don't know what's mutter, what's aser, that's not a problem. It's only a problem when they misunderstand your act. Why? Because the act you're doing looks like it mimics its resemblance of something aser. If this is correct, now we know what the Ramah holds over here, it could be we can try our best to begin to come back to where we want to get to with the Ramah. With this, our original question, what was the swear for the Nachlas Tzvi? I think the Nachlas Tzvi is based upon two major parts. In order to understand the Nachlas Tzvi, you need to have two Yisodos. Number one is the Yisod we just developed over here, which is the nature of Marisayin is one of two. Marisayin is either what people, how they look at you, the external perspective, what it looks like, does it look like you're doing a sin? Or is it somehow you're involved in shady business? There's intrinsically something wrong with that. There is, however, a second issue I'd like to establish to try to help the Maris, the Svar for the Nachlas Tzvi, which is the famous Shita of the Nesivis. The Nesivis is found in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. It's a very, very well-known Nesivis. Maybe the most important Nesivis in all of Nesivis. In all of the Nesivis. The Nesivis has the following situation. I'm going to kind of cut to the chase over here. The Nesivis says, we did in Avera. Say, most of the time you have to do Shulah. What's the distinction? He goes, number one, it depends if it's Beis or Shogeg. Number two, it depends if it's Mid HaTorah or Mid HaRabbanan. The Nesivis says that if you violate an Avera Mezid, you need Shulah absolutely. If you violate it B'Shogeg, you only need to do tshuva if you violated that Torah, but if it's mid rabbanan, you don't need to. We're going to have to push on that initially. But you remember the Nesivis?
Yeah.
The Nesivis makes the chilek over here that if you violate an iser b'shogeg, and it's the rabbanon, you don't need to do tshuva. It's unnecessary. And again, one could ask the question, which is what? Where does that come from? The Torah, because you did it b'shogeg, it can't only be because you did it b'shogeg, because if you did a nera minat Torah b'shogeg, then what? You didn't do tshuva. And it can't only be for the rabbanon, because if you did something b'mezid the rabbanon, then what? So how do you develop such a spot? So look, Korah, anytime you have a chart that looks like this, you'd like to suggest in two tracks. One is doing tshuva for the natural things. Number two is doing tshuva for the mezid things. The conceptual is, anytime you do something b'mezid, why must you do tshuva? Because you deliberately disobeyed. You did something wrong. You didn't listen. You did something intentionally incorrect, mischievous. I don't know what. But you deliberately disobeyed. Alternatively, or maybe additionally rather, l'chora, there's something wrong of doing an aveira min haTorah, even if it's only b'shogeg, without deliberately disobeying. What's wrong with that? And here's when Nesivus, you know, lights up. He says, l'chora, you see from here that isurei Torah are iser chefza, while isurei drabanan are iser gavra, meaning as follows. I don't want to throw up the terms I want to explain. Anyway, yeah, I would love to use these terms. Like the show that I think they mean. When it comes to Isurim and Torah, they're intrinsically bad. There's something inherently wrong about them, therefore you need tshuva. When it comes to their phone, there's nothing intrinsically wrong about it. L'mashal, I have a son, 6 years old. Sometimes he does things that make me have to reprimand him. Sometimes he does things that are intrinsically, inherently bad, like he yells at his sister. Makes her feel really terrible. Sometimes he runs into the street where I tell him, don't do that, and he doesn't. That's when he deliberately disobeys. That's when he does something intrinsically wrong. Sometimes he does something that is not intrinsically wrong, but he just didn't listen to me. For example, Alec can actually have an apple now, and I said, no, dinner's in 5 minutes. I would turn around, crunch, crunch, sit there, eat an apple. There's really nothing wrong with eating an apple, but once in a while I hear, you know, I turn around and look back, great, 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 he's eating an apple. So I wondered if having dinner, wait, there's nothing wrong with eating an apple, just I said no. The Nesiva suggests, the mezid is when you deliberately disobey. The mezid means the intention. Minat Torah, there's something intrinsically wrong. In other words, Isurei Torah, God either made them or called them Isurei, made them wrong. Maybe. One could even say, by essence, the fact that the Torah never asked it means that what? It's not intrinsically wrong. If this is correct, that Isurei Torah or Aser B'Chefchon, this is a famous Nesivus, debated in very, very far reaching. In other words, is it true by all these Surim, is it true by everywhere? First question seems to say that, which is a little bit like opening himself up for attack. It's going to be difficult to take this theory and go through all the shots with it, but we'll work with it in the meantime. Maybe one can argue what for the Ramad, for Tosfos and Maseches Ksuvos Daf Samach. How can you put these, how can we kind of put together what we have over here? What would be a good svara for Tosfos? What would be a good svara for the Ramad? What could we do over here? What could you put to, you know? What kind of ask you, what I'd like to suggest? Sure, you got it or no?
Yeah.
Why don't you say it? Why don't you raise your hand?
Excellent.
With the Ramah, according to the, at least with the Nachman three had in mind, we talked about Ramah had this around, what Tosfos had in mind, at least one suggestion for them is that if the incident about Mara signs about other people looking at you, I have nothing to say. However, the issue is that you're doing something that looks like it's bad, you're mimicking bad behavior, you're mimicking things, you're connecting yourself that are to things that are inherently bad. You're mimicking things that are intrinsically wrong. Well, what things are intrinsically wrong? Isurei Torah. In other words, maybe the Ramah has two dinim over here. As we pointed out in this type of chart, we'd like to suggest as follows. You have Bifar Hesya, which is Rishus HaRabim. Then you have Bitsina / Chadre Chadarim, which is Rishus HaRabim. Yachid, and you have Minat Torah and Midrash Rabbanan. Correct? If it's been for hasn't been violating Marasayin, yes, yes. If it's not Torah, yes, yes. If it's Chavi Chadon, it's Rabbanan, no. Why? Maybe there are two Yisodos here as well, Treyvinim here as well. The Rambam holds of both matters, potentially, of Marasayin. We know he holds of the what it looks like matter. Therefore, if it's Bifar Hesia, then what? If it's public, it looks to Yaakov as if I'm doing something wrong. As long as it's public, it's always bad. Daraisa, Rabbanan looks bad. However, there's a second element, which is mimicking averos that are intrinsically bad. That only applies to what? Yisrei Daraisa. And therefore, if it's Minatorah, the problem across the board, if it's public across the board, but if it's Midrabanan and B'chadre Chadarim, no one's going to see it. Therefore, it's not a problem someone else saying it. And it's not mimicking something inherently bad because it's only Midrabanan and not Minatorah. Let me do it one more time. I'm going to take questions in a second. I wanted to get a 5-minute shmooze before Avita as well. So I'm going to try my best to... I'm going to cut out the shmooze at the end. I'm going to cut out the shmooze at the end. What? He's starting? 12:50. I'm stopping in 1 minute. Say one more time, I'll answer questions. After I want to make sure guys have a chance to get back to the system. Shoot the time. L'chora, where's the definition around? That's a chance to go. L'chora, the Ramah can eat, the way the Tosis and Subas were learned, the way that they're not exact ones in the Ramah, is that there are two possible concerns in Marasayin. There's two problems. Number one is that it looks bad to others, and that before Hesed and Yasser across the board, Minatorah, Midrabanan, you cannot publicly cook Chalav Shkedim with any meat at all, chicken or meat. You can't walk around with your animal in a public place that looks like you're going to go sell it at the shuk. If it's private, there's no concern of other people seeing it, yet there's a separate concern, which is mimicking or connecting something inherently awesome. If that's the case, then L'chori would only apply to Daraisas, not the Rabbanan. Therefore, if you have a combination of B'chadrei Chadarim, where people can't see, and the Rabbanan, where there's nothing intrinsically wrong, L'chori there'd be no problem of Marasayin. We'll stop here.